The Waimanalo Gulch Sanitary Landfill is located in Kahe Valley on Oahu's leeward coast, just mauka of Ko'olina and Aulani resorts. Commercial tractor trailer and city refuse trucks arrive intermittently throughout the day, 7 days a week, not lined up bumper to bumper along Farrington Highway like they were a decade ago. That's because more than 90% of the city's trash goes to the H-Power garbage-to-energy plant, is composted or recycled. Mayor Kirk Caldwell says these practices have drastically reduced waste or opala coming into the landfill.
But in 2013, this island generated about 1.6 million tons of opala. 1.6 million tons. And in that period of time, what we put into our landfill was 81,000 tons. That's 4.9% of all the opala we had generated on this island.
Additional H-Power capacity has resulted in more ash and residue coming to the landfill for disposal. Since the third H-Power broiler came online in late 2012, ash and residue increased more than 20% to nearly 200,000 tons annually. The city's wastewater sludge is also buried in the landfill, but Department of Environmental Services Director Laurie Kahikina says this is temporary.
The sludge from our wastewater treatment plants is still coming here. So about 12,000 tons per year, and you need to mix it with our bulky waste. So right now it's about 2 to 1. So for every ton of sludge, we have 2 tons of bulky waste. And we're hoping by May, we can start diverting all of that to H-Power.
Waste Management Hawaii, a private company, is contracted by the city to operate the landfill for $12 million annually. In 2010 and 2011, company managers were charged with criminal violations of the Federal Clean Water Act when nearly 30 inches of rain fell in the gulch, resulting in millions of gallons of contaminated water and medical waste spilling onto the beaches near Ko'olina Resort. The Solid and Hazardous Waste Branch at the State Department of Health is responsible for county landfill oversight, and environmental engineer Lene Ichinotsubo says medical waste regulations are still in place.
Medical waste is usually referred to as infectious waste. So infectious waste needs to be treated. So yeah, as long as it's treated prior to disposal, it can still go into the landfill.
Ichinotsubo says there are no enforcement actions pending for Oahu's landfill, and she says the city has already applied for another 5-year permit before it expires at the end of June. The state adopted Federal Environmental Protection Agency regulations in 1994 when it took over responsibility for solid waste. Branch Chief Stephen Chang says landfills have come a long way from open dumps.
Today, we don't allow hazardous waste from businesses to go into a landfill. Homeowners are still allowed to take their small amounts of household hazardous waste and put them in their trash. The counties have initiated a lot of prohibitions. They don't allow whole tires, lead acid batteries, white goods, cars, green waste can't go into landfills.
But less trash and strict regulations have not silenced the objections by landfill neighbors, the Ko'olina and Aulani resorts, as well as residents from Nanakuli to Ma'ili on the leeward coast.
The community wants it out.
State Representative Andrea Tupola, District 43, says there was talk after the 2010 contaminant spill that the city was looking for an alternate landfill site, but she says 5 years later that appears to be false, just like the community benefits package promised by a previous city administration. Representative Tupola says the community has made a lot of compromises, but there are things that are not negotiable.
One of the things that I read in regards to the landfill was that it's actually combusting inside of it because there's so many different things in there that it actually is explosive. So if they did move that, I don't even know what we'd find in there. And I think that's my main concern, is that if it's going to stay there, maybe we should manage it so that it's sustainable, so that it doesn't eventually hurt the people or the health of the people on the Waianae Coast.
Meanwhile, back at the Waimanalo Gulch Sanitary Landfill, an H-Power tractor trailer unloads residue separated from ash. Commercial, county, and H-Power haulers are charged $92 a ton to dump their payloads. Director Kahikina says H-Power ash, nearly 200,000 tons of it annually, comprises the bulk of what comes into the landfill each day.
Because we've diverted so much with our recycling, our composting, with our green waste and the H-Power, the landfill probably has between 25 to 40 years of life left.
Kahikina says the city is also looking at ways to use the ash for building construction or road repaving, but none of the proposals have been approved. Department of Health Environmental Engineer Ichino Tsubo, who oversees the program, says if the city improves its ability to segregate waste materials, using the ash could be possible, but we're not there yet.
We have decades worth of data of what the ash is like. You know, with electronics coming into the waste stream, so we're finding a lot more metals, and that's where most of our concerns are.
Mayor Caldwell says the city and county has made enormous progress in managing its waste and has led the country since the mid-1980s. The mayor says Germany is the model nation because it's currently mining pre-World War II landfills and is committed to not creating any new ones.
As we reduce the amount of Opala that goes into it, it becomes less sustainable in terms of revenue being generated, but I believe in that case it's a good thing. I don't want to locate another landfill anywhere on this island because wherever we put it, there's going to be huge pushback and great burden. And so if we can just take where we put our landfill today and reduce the input, and then someday, not too far down the future, we close the gate and say no more goes in unless there's an emergency, and then we'd unlock the gate and move debris into it, process it, and then it'd be closed again until the next natural disaster.
More than 80 years ago, when Oahu's population was 300,000, the Kewalo incinerator was built and ash was disposed of nearby until it grew into a mountain 25 feet high in some places. 60 years later, the mountains of ash became Kaka'ako Waterfront Park. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.